This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information on how to volunteer, please visit www.LibriVox.org. This reading by Gordon Mackenzie. Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Book 19, Sea Drift. Out of the cradle, endlessly rocking. Out of the cradle, endlessly rocking. Out of the mockingbird's throat, the musical shuttle. Out of the ninth month midnight. Over the sterile sands and the fields beyond, where the child, leaving his bed, wandered alone, bareheaded, barefoot, down from the showered halo, up from the mystic play of shadows twining and twisting as if they were alive, out from the patches of briars and blackberries, from the memories of the bird that chanted to me, from your memories, sad brother, from the fitful risings and fallings I heard, from under that yellow half-moon, late risen and swollen as if with tears, from those beginning notes of yearning and love there in the mist, from the thousand responses of my heart never to cease, from the myriad thence aroused words, from the word stronger and more delicious than any, from such as now they start the scene revisiting, as a flock, twittering, rising, or overhead passing, borne hither, ere all eludes me, hurriedly. A man, yet by these tears, a little boy again, throwing myself on the sand, confronting the waves. I, chanter of pains and joys, uniter of here and hereafter, taking all hints to use them, but swiftly leaping beyond them, a reminiscence sing. Once, Paumanok, when the lilac scent was in the air and the fifth month grass was growing, up this seashore in some briars, two feathered guests from Alabama, two together, and their nest, and four light green eggs spotted with brown, and every day the he-bird to and fro near at hand, and every day the she-bird crouched on her nest, silent, with bright eyes, and every day I, a curious boy, never too close, never disturbing them, cautiously peering, absorbing, translating, shine. Shine, shine, pour down your warmth, great sun, while we bask, we two together. Two together, winds blow south or winds blow north, day come white or night come black, home or rivers and mountains from home, singing all time, minding no time, while we two keep together, till of a sudden, maybe killed, unknown to her mate, one forenoon the she-bird crouched not on the nest, nor returned that afternoon, nor the next, nor ever appeared again. And thenceforward, all summer in the sound of the sea, and at night under the full of the moon in calmer weather, over the hoarse surging of the sea, or flitting from briar to briar by day, I saw, I heard at intervals the remaining one, the he-bird, the solitary guest from Alabama. Blow, 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 blow up sea winds along Pomonok's shore. I wait and I wait till you blow my mate to me. Yes, when the stars glistened all night long on the prong of a moss-scalloped stake, down almost amid the slapping waves, sat the lone singer, wonderful causing tears. He called on his mate, he poured forth the meanings which I, of all men, know. Yes, my brother, I know. The rest might not, but I have treasured every note. For more than once dimly down to the beach gliding, silent, avoiding the moonbeams, blending myself with the shadows, recalling now the obscure shapes, the echoes, the sounds and sights after their sorts, the white arms out in the breakers, tirelessly tossing, I, with bare feet, a child, the wind wafting my hair, listened long and long, listened to keep, to sing, now translating the notes, following you, my brother. Soothe, soothe, soothe. Close on its wave soothes the wave behind, and again another behind embracing and lapping, everyone close. But my love soothes not me, not me. Low hangs the moon, it rose late, it is lagging. Oh, I think it is heavy with love, with love. Oh, madly the sea pushes upon the land with love, with love. Oh, night, do I not see my love fluttering out among the breakers? What is that little black thing I see there in the white? Loud, 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 loud I call to you, my love. High and clear I shoot my voice over the waves. Surely you must know who is here. You must know who I am, my love. Low hanging moon, what is that dusky spot in your brown yellow? Oh, it is the shape of my mate. Oh, moon, do not keep her from me any longer. Land, land, oh, land! Whichever way I turn, oh, I think you could give me my mate back again if you only would. For I am almost sure I see her dimly, whichever way I look. O rising stars, perhaps the one I want so much will rise with some of you. O throat, O trembling throat, sound clearer through the atmosphere, pierce the woods, the earth. Somewhere listening to catch you must be the one I want. Shake out carols, solitary here the night's carols. carols of lonesome love, death's carols, carols under that lagging, yellow, waning moon. Oh, under that moon where she droops almost down into the sea. Oh, reckless, despairing carols. But soft, sink low, soft, let me just murmur. And do you wait a moment, you husky, noised sea? For somewhere, I believe I heard my mate responding to me. So faint, I must be still to listen. But not altogether still, for then she might not come immediately to me. Hither, my love! Here I am, here, with this just sustained note, I announce myself to you. This gentle call is for you, my love, for you. Do not be decoyed elsewhere. That is the whistle of the wind, it is not my voice. That is the fluttering of the spray. Those are the shadows of the leaves. Oh, darkness! Oh, in vain! Oh, I am very sick and sorrowful. Oh, brown halo in the sky near the moon drooping upon the sea! O troubled reflection in the sea! O throat! O throbbing heart! And I, singing uselessly, uselessly all the night. O past! O happy life! O songs of joy! In the air, in the woods, over fields, loved, 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 loved. But my mate no more, no more with me. We two together no more. The area sinking, all else continuing, the stars shining, the winds blowing, the notes of the bird continuous echoing. With angry moans the fierce old mother incessantly moaning. On the sands of Pomonok's shore, gray and rustling, the yellow half-moon enlarged, sagging down, drooping, the face of the sea almost touching. The boy ecstatic, with his bare feet the waves, with his hair the atmosphere dallying. The love in the heart long pent, now loose, now at last tumultuously bursting. The area's meaning, the ears, the soul swiftly depositing. The strange tears down the cheeks coursing. The colloquy there, the trio, each uttering. The undertone, the savage old mother incessantly crying. To the boy's soul's questions sullenly timing. Some drowned, secret hissing. To the outsetting bard. Demon or bird, said the boy's soul, is it indeed toward your mate you sing? Or is it really to me? For I that was a child, my tongue's use sleeping, now I have heard you, Now, in a moment, I know what I am for. I awake, and already a thousand singers, a thousand songs, clearer, louder, and more sorrowful than yours, a thousand warbling echoes have started to life within me, never to die. O, you singer solitary, singing by yourself, projecting me, O solitary me, listening, nevermore shall I cease perpetuating you. Nevermore shall I escape, nevermore the reverberations, nevermore the cries of unsatisfied love be absent from me. Never again leave me to be the peaceful child I was before what there in the night, by the sea under the yellow and sagging moon, the messenger there aroused the fire, the sweet hell within, the unknown want, the destiny of me. Oh, give me the clue. It lurks in the night here somewhere. Oh, if I am to have so much, let me have more. A word, then, for I will conquer it. The word final, superior to all, subtle, sent up. What is it? I listen. Are you whispering it, and have been all the time, you sea waves? Is that it from your liquid rims and wet sands? Whereto, answering, the sea, delaying not, hurrying not, whispered me through the night, and very plainly, before daybreak, lisped to me the low and delicious word, death, and again, death, 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 hissing, melodious, neither like the bird nor like my aroused child's heart, but edging near as privately for me, rustling at my feet, creeping thence steadily up to my ears, and laving me softly all over. Death, 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 death. Which I do not forget, but fuse the song of my dusky demon and brother that he sang to me in the moonlight on Pomonok's gray beach, with the thousand responsive songs at random, my own songs awaked from that hour, and with them the key, the word, up from the waves, the word of the sweetest song and all songs, that strong, delicious word which, creeping to my feet, or like some old crone rocking the cradle, swathed in sweet garments, bending aside, the sea whispered me. As I ebbed with the ocean of life. 1. As I ebbed with the ocean of life, as I wended the shores I know, as I walked where the ripples continually wash you, Pomonok, where they rustle up hoarse and sibilant, where the fierce old mother endlessly cries for her castaways. I, musing late in the autumn day, gazing off southward, held by this electric self out of the pride of which I utter poems, was seized by the spirit that trails in the lines underfoot, the rim, the sediment that stands for all the water and all the land of the globe. Fascinated, my eyes reverting from the south dropped to follow those slender windrows, chaff, straw, splinters of wood, weeds and the sea gluten, scum, scales from shining rocks, leaves of salt lettuce left by the tide. Miles walking, the sound of breaking waves the other side of me, Paumanok there and then as I brought the old thought of likenesses. These you presented to me, you fish-shaped island, as I wended the shores I know, as I walked with that electric self seeking types. 2. As I wend to the shores I know not, as I list to the dirge, the voices of men and women wrecked, as I inhale the impalpable breezes that set in upon me, as the ocean, so mysterious, rolls toward me closer and closer, I, too, but signify at the utmost a little washed-up drift, a few sands and dead leaves to gather, and merge myself as part of the sands and drift. Oh, baffled, balked, bent to the very earth, oppressed with myself that I have dared to open my mouth, aware now that amid all that blab whose echoes recoil upon me, I have not once had the least idea who or what I am, but that before all my arrogant poems, the real me stands yet untouched, untold, altogether unreached, withdrawn far, mocking me with mock congratulatory signs and bows, with peals of distant, ironical laughter at every word I have written, pointing in silence to these songs, and then to the sand beneath. I perceive I have not really understood anything, not a single object, and that no man ever can. Nature here in sight of the sea taking advantage of me to dart upon me and sting me, because I have dared to open my mouth to sing at all. Three. You oceans both, I close with you. We murmur alike, reproachfully rolling sands and drift, not knowing why, these little shreds indeed, standing for you and me and all. You friable shore with trails of debris, you fish-shaped island, I take what is underfoot. What is yours is mine, my father. I too, Paumanok, I too have bubbled up, floated the measureless float, and been washed on your shores. I too am but a trail of drift and debris. I too leave little wrecks upon you, you fish-shaped island. I throw myself upon your breast, my father. I cling to you so that you cannot unloose me. I hold you so firm till you answer me something. Kiss me, my father. Touch me with your lips as I touch those I love. Breathe to me while I hold you close the secret of the murmuring I envy. 4. Ebb, ocean of life, the flow will return. Cease not your moaning, you fierce old mother. Endlessly cry for your castaways. But fear not, deny not me. Rustle not up so hoarse and angry against my feet as I touch you or gather from you. I mean tenderly by you and all. I gather for myself and for this phantom looking down where we lead and following me and mine. Me and mine, loose windrows, little corpses, froth, snowy white, and bubbles. See, from my dead lips, the ooze exuding at last. See the prismatic colors glistening and rolling. Tufts of straw, sands, fragments, buoyed hither from many moods, one contradicting another, from the storm, the long calm, the darkness, the swell, musing, pondering, a breath, a briny tear, a dab of liquid or soil, up just as much out of the fathomless workings fermented and thrown, a limp blossom or two, torn, just as much over waves floating, drifted at random. Just as much for us, that sobbing dirge of nature. Just as much whence we come, that blare of the cloud trumpets. We capricious, brought hither, we know not whence, spread out before you. You up there, walking or sitting. Whoever you are, we too lie in drifts at your feet. Tears. Tears, tears, tears. In the night, in solitude, tears. On the white shore, dripping, dripping, sucked in by the sand, tears. Not a star shining, all dark and desolate, moist tears from the eyes of a muffled head. Oh, who is that ghost, that form in the dark with tears? What shapeless lump is that bent, crouched there on the sand? Streaming tears, sobbing tears, throes, choked with wild cries. O storm, embodied rising, careering with swift steps along the beach. O wild and dismal night storm with wind, O belching and desperate! O shade so sedate and decorous by day, with calm countenance and regulated pace, but away at night as you fly, none looking, O then the unloosed ocean of tears, tears, tears. To the Man of War Bird. Thou who hast slept all night upon the storm, waking renewed on thy prodigious pinions, burst the wild storm, above it thou ascendidst, and rested on the sky, thy slave that cradled thee. Now a blue point far, far in heaven floating. As to the light emerging here on deck, I watch thee, myself a speck, a point on the world's floating vast. Far, far at sea, after the night's fierce drifts have strewn the shore with wrecks, with reappearing day as now so happy and serene, the rosy and elastic dawn, the flashing sun, the limpid spread of air cerulean, thou also reappearest. Thou born to match the gale, thou art all wings, to cope with heaven and earth and sea and hurricane, thou ship of air that never furlest thy sails, days, even weeks, untired and onward, through spaces, realms gyrating, at dusk thou lookest on Senegal, at morn America, that sportest amid the lightning flash and thunder cloud, in them, in thy experiences, hadst thou my soul? What joys, what joys were thine! Aboard at a ship's helm. Aboard at a ship's helm, a young steersman steering with care. Through fog on a sea-coast dolefully ringing, an ocean bell, oh, a warning bell rocked by the waves. Oh, you give good notice indeed, you bell by the sea-reefs ringing, ringing, ringing to warn the ship from its wreck-place. For as on the alert, O steersman, you mind the loud admonition, the bows turn, the freighted ship tacking speeds away under her gray sails, the beautiful and noble ship with all her precious wealth speeds away gaily and safe. But oh, the ship, the immortal ship, O ship aboard the ship, ship of the body, ship of the soul, voyaging, voyaging, voyaging. On the beach at night. On the beach at night stands a child with her father, watching the east, the autumn sky. Up through the darkness, while ravening clouds, the burial clouds, in black masses spreading, lower sullen and fast athwart and down the sky. Amid a transparent clear belt of ether yet left in the east, ascends large and calm the Lord star Jupiter, and nigh at hand, only a very little above, swim the delicate sisters, the Pleiades. From the beach, the child holding the hand of her father. Those burial clouds that lower victorious soon to devour all, watching, silently weeps. Weep not, child. Weep not, my darling. With these kisses let me remove your tears. The ravening clouds shall not long be victorious. They shall not long possess the sky. They devour the stars only in apparition. Jupiter shall emerge. Be patient. Watch again another night. The Pleiades shall emerge. They are immortal. All those stars, both silvery and golden, shall shine out again. The great stars and the little ones shall shine out again. They endure. The vast immortal suns and the long-enduring pensive moons shall again shine. Then, dearest child, mournest thou only for Jupiter? Considerest thou alone the burial of the stars? Something there is, with my lips soothing thee, adding, I whisper, I give thee the first suggestion, the problem, and indirection. Something there is more immortal even than the stars. Many the burials, many the days and nights passing away. Something that shall endure longer even than lustrous Jupiter, longer than sun or any revolving satellite. Or the radiant sisters, the Pleiades. The World Below the Brine. The world below the brine. Forests at the bottom of the sea. The branches and leaves. Sea lettuce. Vast lichens, strange flowers and seeds, the thick tangle openings and pink turf, different colors, pale gray and green, purple, white and gold, the play of light through the water. Dumb swimmers there among the rocks, coral, gluten, grass, rushes, and the aliment of the swimmers. Sluggish existences grazing there, suspended, or slowly crawling close to the bottom. The sperm whale at the surface blowing air and spray, or disporting with his flukes. The leaden-eyed shark, the walrus, the turtle, the hairy sea leopard, and the stingray. Passions there. Wars, pursuits, tribes, sight in those ocean depths, breathing that thick-breathing air, as so many do. The change thence to the sight here, and to the subtle air breathed by beings like us, who walk this sphere. The change onward from ours, to that of beings who walk other spheres. On the beach, at night, alone. On the beach at night alone, as the old mother sways her to and fro, singing her husky song. As I watch the bright stars shining, I think a thought of the clef of the universe, and of the future, A vast similitude interlocks all. All spheres, grown, ungrown, small, large, suns, moons, planets, all distances of place, however wide, all distances of time, all inanimate forms, all souls, all living bodies, though they be ever so different or in different worlds, all gaseous, watery, vegetable, mineral processes, the fish, the brutes, all nations, colors, barbarisms, civilizations, languages, all identities that have existed or may exist on this globe or any globe, all lives and deaths, all of the past, present, future. This vast similitude spans them, and always has spanned, and shall forever span them, and compactly hold and enclose them. Song for All Seas, All Ships. 1. Today a rude brief recitative of ships sailing the seas, each with its special flag or ship signal, of unnamed heroes in the ships, of waves spreading and spreading far as the eye can reach, of dashing spray, and the winds piping and blowing, and out of these a chant for the sailors of all nations, fitful like a surge. Of sea captains, young or old, and the mates, and of all intrepid sailors, of the few, very choice, taciturn, whom fate can never surprise nor death dismay, picked sparingly without noise by thee, old ocean, chosen by thee, thou sea that pickest and cullest the race in time, and unitest nations, suckled by thee, old husky nurse, embodying thee, indomitable, untamed as thee. Ever the heroes on water or on land, by ones or twos appearing, ever the stock preserved and never lost, though rare, enough for seed preserved. 2. Flaunt out, O sea, your separate flags of nations. Flaunt out visible as ever the various ship signals. But do you reserve especially for yourself and for the soul of man one flag above all the rest, a spiritual woven signal for all nations, emblem of man elate above death, token of all brave captains and all intrepid sailors and mates and all that went down doing their duty. Reminiscent of them, twined from all intrepid captains, young or old, a pennant, universal, subtly waving all time o'er all brave sailors, all seas, all ships. Patrolling Barnegat. Wild, wild the storm, and the sea high running, steady the roar of the gale, with incessant undertone muttering. Shouts of demoniac laughter, fitfully piercing and pealing, waves, air, midnight, their savagest trinity lashing. Out in the shadows where milk-white combs careering, on beachy slush and sand spurts of snow fierce slanting, where through the murk the easterly death-wind breasting, through cutting swirl and spray watchful and firm advancing, that in the distance, is that a wreck? Is the red signal flaring? Slush and sand of the beach, tireless till daylight wending, steadily, slowly, through hoarse roar never remitting, along the midnight edge by those milky white combs careering, a group of dim, weird forms struggling, the night confronting, the savage trinity warily watching. After the sea ship. After the sea ship, after the whistling winds, after the white-gray sails taut to their spars and ropes, below a myriad, myriad waves hastening, lifting up their necks, tending in ceaseless flow toward the track of the ship. Waves of the ocean, bubbling and gurgling, blithely prying, waves, undulating waves, liquid, uneven, emulous waves, toward that whirling current, laughing and buoyant, with curves, where the great vessel, sailing and tracking, displaced the surface. Larger and smaller waves, in the spread of the ocean, yearnfully flowing. The wake of the sea ship, after she passes, flashing and frolicsome under the sun. A motley procession, with many a fleck of foam and many fragments, following the stately and rapid ship, in the wake, following. End of Book 19.